I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. My friends from Haulhound are back with us. Haulhound.com, great website, and we're about to explain why. Andy Kim is here. Andy is the president of Haulhound.com. Andy, welcome back. Great to see you, man. How are you?
Great to be back. Thank you for having us. We're doing great. We're so happy to be here. It's been a great show for us. It was great to be see Lee Greenwood the other day with Red Eye Radio. We're glad to be linked up with you guys.
It's been a fun show and very productive show. With you is Chris Fulton. Chris, welcome back. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me. Good to see you, too.
Let's talk about Haulhound. For those that don't know, Andy, explain where this began and what the company is all about.
Well, it started out with industry professionals. It's where the driver-centric option out there. You know, I come from the supply chain management side. Chris is our third-generation driver here, and we both put our heads together and said, this doesn't make sense. Why are the drivers spending time going on their head hauls looking for their back hauls back? We should create something like the travel industry and the airlines do,
yeah,
where the shippers need to compete to try to reach the drivers first.
Right,
and that was our first, what we did first. And
right.
We said, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But however, you know, transportation has many elements, right? And the other element is, you know, what if you get there and there no one has contacted you yet? Or what if you're stuck somewhere and you need to get out?
Right.
Right? And so we have this database of loads that's the largest because we offer that side for free as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not only the driver's side, but that side. And we've collected all this data and we said, okay, let's get into free digital freight matching so we give the complete solution. So when they get there and they're stuck, or when they get there and they need to get a head haul from their home base, they have both options available to them.
You just said a magic word, free. This
exactly.
is free to the drivers.
Free to the drivers. And it's not one of those things where you need a credit card or we restrict access and don't give you the premium loads.
Right.
We give you all that information and access for free because we're idealists.
Yeah, right.
And we think that information should be free on the Internet.
Yeah.
And Chris can tell you a little bit more of kind of why we made it that way.
Yeah, okay. So, and you bring a driver's perspective, you know, to this organization here because – you know, and he's right. Why is it backwards? Why is it the drivers are looking out? It's those companies that need to move that freight that should be looking for drivers.
Well, right? Just the way the industry has been shaped for years, we've always had family-owned small fleets, and, you know, we've driven them, dispatched them, just about anything to do with trucking, and we're always fighting to find a way back, you know, or to get out of somewhere, and there's really nothing that caters to the driver. And we have enough to pay for. We have repairs,
right.
Fuel, maintenance costs,
right.
You know, insurance. So, you know, we wanted to level the playing field for small carriers to hook up with big shippers. So this was our way to do it, to offer it 100% free and give people a bigger network, you know, at their touch of their finger on their phone.
Right, yeah. And this is a great business model. It begs the question, Andy, wait a minute, why are drivers paying to find a load that they're going to get paid to haul?
I mean, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It really was a backwards model.
Right. And, you know, I love it when I see those models say that they're innovative, they're groundbreaking. You know, I'm not sure what's so innovative and groundbreaking for paying for a premium service, you know,
right.
Especially
yeah.
in our industry.
Right.
That
yeah.
seems like business in general.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So,
people have been paying for stuff for a long time.
Yeah.
I know I have.
Exactly.
But, you know, let's look beyond that. So now those companies that are out there trying to move that freight, I mean, they're the ones coming on looking for the drivers. So where's that benefit beyond it being free? What are drivers going to notice about, you know, that end of it and the fact that those companies are looking for them?
You know, there's a lot of benefits. The first benefit is that because it's built by a driver for drivers, Chris knows exactly what they need and what they don't need,
right.
and how shipping needs to be simplified
right.
from both ends to right. make sure that it's, no matter how great your technology is, no matter how great you think it could impact the industry, if it can't be used
right.
easily,
yeah.
then what's the point?
Right.
Right. And
right.
so not only do we want to make it simplified for people, we wanted to make it so that it's fast and precise.
Right.
Right. And
right.
because we're industry veterans, we wish we went to MIT, but we're not five MIT guys trying to hack this industry to make a buck. We're trying to come in here and leave it a better and more modern place.
There you go. Right. Improvement. So, Chris, walk us through the process. I'm a driver. I go in. I create the free account. And now, you know, I've got a load. I'm headed to a destination. And how is now haulhound.com? How is that going to find me, you know, this load going back in the opposite direction? What's going to happen and what, you know, what can they find out about me? You know, are they going to be able to track me where I am? How is that connection made?
Sure. You make your account on the app, and you're in right away. So if you did have a load previously and you're on your way out, you could post your availability, you know, however many days out. You can go 2 months out if you need to, and to start looking for a load and put your capacity out there on the market. And you pick your criteria for what kind of equipment you have,
right?
You know, and it's your equipment type, it's your, you know, anything from mounting your load, it's all there. If you have a reefer, a dump, a dry van, it's all there,
right?
And it's very precise. So when you post your truck, shippers and brokers, they know what you have right off the bat.
Wow.
And you put yourself out there, and like Andy said, if that phone doesn't ring, you have digital matches at your fingertips,
right?
You know,
yeah.
And they're not just in the app, they're going to your email as well.
Right.
So, and it live updates. It continuously updates. You don't have to refresh it. So it's, you know, it's a lot of power in your hands. It's a lot of power to dispatch yourself and other trucks, because a lot of guys have a few trucks. And,
sure.
You know, it's all at your fingertips. And we launched some new features. That was the digital matching. We also a document capture. So these little guys that don't have, you know, computers and scanners in the back of their truck, they could take a picture of documents and email them, not just to us, but to anybody back home, their dispatch. You know, we have a factoring company we have partnered with, and, you know, you can send your documents to the factoring company. It's, you know, really exciting.
Yeah, great stuff here, Andy, that you guys have, again, clearly the homework was done, the legwork was done in building this business model in really consideration for the driver. I mean,
correct.
I think that shows. As a driver, you know, launches that app and goes through their day, this is about that communication, as Chris lines out, that you can kind of start even, you know, before you have that trip. As Chris mentioned, you know, even weeks out, months out, or whatever it might be.
Right.
You're putting that out there. I think last time we talked, you guys had some information, interesting data as to how much wasted, you know, dead space is out there that is rolling and then drivers aren't getting paid. Is there any updated data on that?
Yeah, so we found that 30% of the people that were out there were driving empty, and our mission was to reduce that. And if you put that into empty miles, that was 20 billion empty miles every year.
I knew the number was
right.
That's incredible.
Right. That's you can go across the USA 7 million times. You can go to the sun 215 times.
Man.
And now with the we're coming into a perfect storm where you have this driver shortage that's affecting all of us.
Right.
Right. You have the ELDs that are coming in that is going to be coming in at the end of the year. And then you also have people talking about speed limiter, right? If you put all three of them together, we're coming to a cliff where you're not going to be able to hire enough new drivers. You have to optimize the empty miles that are out there. And I think that's what's great about us, is that we're trying to optimize this industry and hack into those empty miles. And what's great is, and why we have so many partners and why we can offer this for free, is because there are other technologies out there, and there are some 800-pound gorillas that are entering the market.
Sure.
But those aren't alternatives to us. We're a search engine.
Right.
Those are actually just other options that you can compare on our site and on our app.
Wow.
So we aggregate, or we collect and compile all of that information and give you that information back at your fingertips, so just like Google or any other search engine that's out there.
Yeah, bringing it all right there to
right.
you. And that's the great thing about technology, but also, again, Chris, a testament to the business model here that you guys have built, and that is, look, you need everything, because with information is where the power, but the leverage to be successful is. It's all about the information.
Make the best business decision, and to do that, you need the information. So if you're using other technologies, if you're using other load boards, this is a free business case. Anything you make off of this is an additional income, because Chris wants to make sure his father, his mother, himself, everyone he knows earns, right? And you choose the best option to earn, right? And we're not taking a cut. No money comes through us,
right?
Everything is free. We'll always stay free. Chris will make sure of that.
Yeah.
And we want to create a toolbox, basically, for everything that a driver needs all in one place. That's why we added the mobile document capture as well, because that's been an issue for Chris and for many of the people who do user testing from. And that's another thing. People develop these apps, I see, and they say that they're developing with user testing, but they go to these user testing websites or companies that have power user testers, but they're not drivers. We go to the truck stops. We're doing it here at our booth. If you come by, we're giving out $15 Home Depot cards to have actual drivers user test what we got now and what our future plans are going to be.
Yeah.
And then we go from there. You know, we've had people come up and say, I still use a typewriter. And we're like, that's perfect. You're the people that we want to test this with to make sure it's easy enough to use that you get it without having any instruction.
You know, that's a great point, because I bring up, you know, the advancement of technology over the 20 years plus that I've been hosting this program. You know, drivers didn't even have cell phones when I started.
Mm.
And then when they got cell phones, reluctant to give out that number to dispatch.
Right.
And now it's, they insist on having the latest and greatest. But honestly, it still needs to be simplified to that extent, because if you're making it more difficult, or if it's only for the tech savvy to navigate, then you're limiting that. And the idea here really goes back to the original mission statement, helping drivers, all drivers.
Exactly. And to that point, we understand, because we're industry vets, that the human element still needs to be there. And we'll always need to be there.
Yeah.
And that's why we tripled our customer support. And we've added in-app help as an option, where you can actually, in the app, have a helpline that you could chat with someone live.
Wow.
And even on our website. And we have a phone number that you can call that we've tripled our staff for.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that we can hit you, or we can get you the information you need any way we can, because we really want you guys to earn.
Yeah.
And then the best way we can get it to you.
Yeah. You know, I love it, because it's the honest approach to business. Let's just get down and have that direct approach.
Right.
It'd simplify it, because it wasn't that difficult to begin with.
Sure.
Not sure how it got difficult or became difficult.
Exactly.
Now, thanks to Hallhound, we are back to, you know, doing business. You know, this is about the business of trucking and making drivers successful. I said it to you last time we talked, but kudos on building this out. I know you guys got a lot more exciting things that are coming as this expands out.
Right.
But can you give us anything as to what's in the near future? I know we have the ELD mandate coming forward.
Sure.
By the end of the year, but what else is Hallhound working on?
So we're going to be expanding. We've already tripled our equipment types,
right?
And we're also expanding into the ELD spaces. So we're looking either into partners. We have some fleet management that we're working on as well.
Yeah.
We honestly, whatever feedback we get, you know, our feedback was this digital freight matching. Our feedback was, hey, we'd love to have a partner or someone that we could finance some of our stuff with if we can't get it direct quick pay. And so we when we hear something, we act on it, and we make sure that it gets done, and it gets done the right way. We really vet out our partners. Like our finance partner, they were the finance engines behind Get Loaded and DAT before they got bought out. So this is their third iteration, and they know how this industry works.
Yeah.
They've been partnered with some pretty big technology partners, and it gives us a lot of confidence that they know that we're the next big thing that they want to partner with to make their business boom and make our business boom.
Yeah. Real simple. Go get the app. Go to the website. Get involved. I mean, this is there's absolutely no reason to be deadheading these days. There's
just
no reason
at
all. Get paid to drive, and let's resimplify this process. By the way, I want to welcome Hallhound officially as a sponsor on Red Eye Radio, and this has kind of been our mission statement, again, to spread the word. That's kind of what we do, is to spread the message. And so you're going to be hearing those messages on Red Eye Radio, and we greatly appreciate you guys being a sponsor, because it means so much, you know, when we're able to get that information out to those drivers, we know that it's going to make them more successful through what you guys do, you know, spreading the word. So it's great to have you on board at Red Eye Radio officially. But you know darn well from day one, the first time we sat down, I've been on board because you guys have built an impressive, impressive company here. And kudos to you for doing it the right way.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, great stuff. Chris, thank you. Andy, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.